What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Lunch was breaking it down. He said, hey, we got a great team, just not any scores. Well, how the fuck are we going to win a game?
Did we win a game?
Barely.
Okay. But did it, People said that team was terrible.
No, we're going to get our asses worked against the Netherlands.
No, we're not.
Hey, did you see they benched the Nashville dude? They benched his ass.
No, is he going to play against Netherlands?
Did he play against Iran? Yes.
He came in the last 5 minutes.
And did he? Was he huge?
Pronounce it.
No, he's normal size.
No, he came up huge in the last 10 minutes of the game.
Is he the one that stopped it with his dick?
It was the nation's first dick goal.
Polinsky, dude, freaking kicked it in with his dick.
Please pronounce Polisic. Iran correctly.
Whatever.
Show some respect to the man.
Coach. He says he's going to be back. He was the one goal scorer we had.
Coach, he's not back.
I don't know if he's going to be back either. It looked like he ruptured his spleen.
You know who you need? Justin Tucker. He can kick the shit out of the ball.
Yeah. They're not kicking field goals, Coach. Hey, he keeps kicking it over the goal. No. It's got to go in, dude. Hey, oh, my bad.
This guy is a threat from 67 yards. Watch out. Go! Telling you, that's where it's at, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure Tucker probably played soccer growing up.
But you don't know.
I bet you.
I'll do this live. Waiting for Arnold. I think him and Abby are banging. We are the 1, 2, 3
Soar Losers!
What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions. Because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie. Is that
Walker!
Zimmerman? Wow!
Walker!
Man, talk. Is he in Nashville?
No, he's in Qatar.
He's one of our shareholders.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's. I don't know the what's what's. And I am the biggest World Cup American team soccer fan ever.
Qatar? I barely know her. What's up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser. Just celebrated her birthday. It's always nice when she has one because otherwise, boys, I robbed the cradle. And over to you.
Speaking of birthdays, today is a big birthday.
It's the nation's.
Batter's Box. He turns 45
today. What's
up
today with your voice?
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
I was trying to do his list. Batter's Box.
He does not turn 45. He's happy 44.
Happy birthday, Batter's Box. Yes, my brother, my big bro.
So he's older than me.
I don't know when. I don't know.
Hey, Batter's Box, yeah. I know you're in a room alone. It's probably dark without any lights on. Mm-hmm. Hope you're doing well, my man.
Yeah, man.
Full beard.
Hey.
Oh, full beard.
Hey, what are you getting him for Christmas?
I don't know.
No, I didn't get him. I didn't draw him in the family draw.
You guys draw for gifts?
Yeah.
Even for your, like, brothers and sisters?
Yeah, adults draw one person. And they get that one person. I
mean, that's what the spirit's all about, you know?
Yeah, man. One gift to get.
Sorry. I didn't draw you. I mean, I think Batter's Box needs a razor, but you can't buy him one? They have him at Target for like 20
Well,
bucks.
Actually, my wife is the one that drew Batter's Box, so she could get him a razor.
What if the fact you guys just said razor's hilarious. What? Sent my dad something early. My mom goes, we got a razor in the mail. Did you send him that? Yeah, Mom, I sent him a Bic razor for Christmas. Tell him Merry Christmas. Like, what the? Of course I didn't send a Bic razor.
Like one razor?
Yes. She thought we literally sent him that for Christmas. No, Mom.
Mom, I'm doing better than that,
more than
Mom.
$2.
Hey, so.
But he is, no.
Would you get mad if your wife sent Batter's Box a nude?
A nude what?
Like calendar of her?
Oh, yeah, I would be so happy about that. What the?
No, you, would you be mad?
Would you be mad if your wife sent me a nude calendar?
No, but she didn't draw you in the gift.
No, but
exchange.
Would you? Would you be mad if she sent me a nude calendar?
But she didn't draw your name.
What if she just sent me one?
No, we don't do it. We draw names.
Okay, well, what if she drew my name?
And she sent you a nudie?
Yeah.
Hey, if that's what she wants to gift you, that's right.
That's what I'm saying. It's the Christmas spirit. Whatever you want.
Exactly.
I heard about these guys. Crazy you talk about this. I have an experience, not personally, but I heard about it. They would open up a Google Doc. You guys are familiar with those?
Yeah.
Because we have them for the show.
Sure.
And we put documents on there. Well, you can also put pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys at an office would share a Google Doc and they'd post pictures and stuff of their wives, and all the other guys could see it until one of the wives found out, and then one of them divorced, another one divorced.
What were they what kind of pictures?
Pictures of their chick.
Like naked?
Yeah.
Huh.
And these guys would all just log into a Google Doc, look at it. Oh, nice. Cool.
Why were they sharing pictures of their wives naked?
No idea.
Friendly. I don't know, conversation.
I'm gonna share my wife with you.
Ray, I just sent you a link.
Yeah, that would be so weird. I mean, that's like, Eddie, would you?
Not voluntarily.
He lunches hogs in the pic. What the hell, dude?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's not mine.
I would never hit up Garrett and be like, hey, dude, you want to see a picture of my wife naked?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't
you
seem
haven't
like
updated the document in a couple of days.
Hey, Garrett, you know what I mean? How you been, man? When are you going to send those news to your wife? Like, what the?
Remember you told me you were going to send those?
Yeah, like, hey, remember how we were talking about how we should share nudes of our wives with each other? Yeah, where's yours?
Well, I would never send that to anyone. Well,
some of the people that listen to this probably gave him an idea. It wasn't me.
I mean, maybe some people do that. I don't know.
Well,
I just
yeah, they
don't
did.
It
led to divorces. I had examples for you.
Guys, what I've learned in this life is that as crazy as anything is, somebody's done it.
Hey, the creepiest thing okay, you've ever
right,
done.
Right.
Hey, the creepiest thing you've ever done, somebody else has done 10 times creepier.
Somebody has done it. Anything. Like, think of anything. Somebody's done it.
Yes, it's sort of like, God forbid, that documentary. You're like, that never happens. Well, it damn sure does happen. And it has to happen. There's probably someone that lives on your street that does that crap.
That's crazy.
Do you guys want a would you rather from Baser?
Yes.
I would love it.
Okay.
So now, wait. When Baser brings it, you're all about the
it's
damn would
fresh,
you rather.
It's a fresh would you rather.
Well, I bring fresh ones.
Nah, they're regurgitated.
They're never. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
All right. Would you rather Baser edition? She saw this on TikTok, so she actually got it from somebody else. I would have got the audio if I could properly bring the audio in here. Would you guys rather everybody in the world be able to see your search history from the minute you first got on the internet when you were, I don't know, 12 years old? Or access to your phone and be able to read all the messages you and your boys have been sending each other the past 10 years? Would you rather?
I mean, I think search history. Search history is good because it's pretty generic.
Search history is so easy.
Girl, big boobs.
You know, it's like even if that stuff's on there, like, well, yeah, I did that when the internet first came out.
Yeah.
Britney
like, who
Spears
cares?
Naked.
Paris Hilton video. Like, it's up there.
Yeah, skirt. Two girls, one cup.
No. I've never watched that.
But you know what I'm saying?
That's not in my search history.
I don't think the search history is that big a deal because I don't really search anything that I'm like, oh, my God, that's so crazy.
Man looking for man.
No, you've searched some crazy stuff.
No, I really haven't. I'm just not a searcher.
Man and goat.
Can I'm you more imagine, like, my penis won't get hard. What's wrong with me?
Right. Like, now that would be a problem. If you had that and that maybe you're embarrassed by that and you were seeking help and you don't want people to know that, then maybe your search history you don't want out there.
I would say
I can't reach my climax.
This one was easy because it is the search history. Give that up.
For sure.
If you think about it, man, we talk a lot of crap. Me and my wife, me and my buddy from Texas, me and my buddy from Florida. Text messages.
Can you imagine?
You and Billy.
If you really look at text, there's a lot of crap talking.
Oh, yeah. But you delete all your texts.
Yeah, that's how I know I read it.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's
No. I have probably 30 of them. But that's how I know I read it. I'm like, haha, boom.
But the last time us three have texted each other, I bet that's deleted from your phone.
Yeah, because I laughed at it, gave the smiley face, and then I deleted it.
See, your wife doesn't think that's weird. Like my phone, you can go all the way back as long as it wants, and nothing's deleted.
See, I don't have that memory. My wife just had to delete all our text messages because her memory ran out.
Oh, yeah. Now we have the cloud.
That is true. I did not realize that text messages take up part of your cloud storage.
But and you can do a monthly cloud.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for it.
Oh, you don't?
I'm cheap. Okay. I don't want to pay.
It's sunny here, not partly cloudy.
I like to see the sun.
Yeah, but why would I want to pay for something that's already free? So, I mean, there are text messages. Sometimes I'll go scrolling down. I'm like, I don't even know who the hell that is. Let me go ahead and delete that one because it's not important if you don't remember who the people are. But a lot of them are so buried down there that I'm like, man, I don't remember texting those people.
But, Coach, since you delete them all, when you get a text from a random number, like, can you click on that and does the rest of the text pop up?
No, usually not.
So it's done.
It's got to be somebody you save. Sometimes if you text me, it'll probably pop up what we last talked about.
Okay. Yeah, because somebody will text me, I don't know the name, whatever, I just see the number, I click on that, and then context clues, I look at what we texted before, I'm like, oh, that's so-and-so, got it.
I have had to do that. I scroll up and I'm like looking at the conversation that we had a year ago, and I'm like, okay, you did this. Who are?
It's the guy from Bok Bok.
What's up? No, I don't know what happened.
Sold me the lotto tickets. The audio I had for Bobby Bones.
I don't know what happened to Bok Bok guys, man. I don't know where they're at. Hopefully, they're doing well. I miss them.
They're chilling. They wanted to be. Wanted to chill.
You hope they're.
Hi, coachers. Here's Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well.
They're doing well.
Yes, guys. Are we going to talk about it or not? I mean, we are 10 minutes in, and we have not mentioned USA! USA!
We just
USA,
did.
USA!
We talked about
USA.
Zimmerman sucking.
No, Zimmerman didn't suck, man.
Hey, let me tell you, though. I turn the game on like 5 minutes before the game starts, and they start going through the starting lineup. They even show the whole roster of the team. And I'm like, where the fuck is Zimmerman?
His kids were saying the same thing.
I'm like, Zimmerman's not on there. I'm looking at the camera angles of showing the whole squad, even the bench. I don't see Zimmerman's ponytail anywhere. I text Lunchbox. I'm like, dude, did they boot our boy?
Eddie asked me if they sent him home.
Because I'm telling you, I even saw where the whole team was sitting, and I didn't see him.
He was injured?
No.
They benched his ass.
No. They made a...
No, that's called bench.
As
no.
a shareholder.
Tactical change.
Is this, war?
Because he screwed up.
No. Because he's not the best of passers. And so,
oh, he's a ball hog.
No.
In war with Iran, he's not a missile striker, Eddie.
They knew that Iran was going to play defensively, and they were going to pack it in, and so they needed precise passing. So they felt that Carter Vickers...
So he's not a team player?
No, he is a team player.
Because he doesn't pass the ball?
No, he does pass it. He's just not a great passer. So they felt that they could use the other guy, Carter Vickers, better, who is better passing the ball in tight spaces than Walker Zimmerman.
And how do you know this?
There's called blogs.
Oh, and they talk about it?
Yeah.
Does the bald coach get on the blog and tell everyone what he's doing?
Berhalter, yes. He gets on there and he tells you exactly what he's thinking.
Lexi Lawless, he's going to fall asleep right now breaking down his power rankings of top 10.
What's his name, coach? The head coach?
Greg Berhalter.
Was he a player?
I think he was.
He looked familiar.
And also... Sure. What is our problem is we don't score a lot of goals, right?
Correct.
So if you're a kid in America, your dad, maybe, what is he? Is he a truck driver?
What about a tugboater?
Yep. Little loud there. I'm telling you, go find a net and kick goals. You guys and your kids, kick goals. Because in 20 years, you're going to be valuable commodity in soccer. And I'll hang up and listen.
A long snapper. NFL.
Valuable.
Even better.
Now, question. Was that game awesome?
So I wouldn't say awesome.
When did you turn it on?
From the very beginning, five minutes before the game
started.
So
I turned my head over and saw that off the pillow that we had won the game. I fell asleep for 2 hours.
Guys, that's...
What the...
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No, listen to me.
No. How could you have fallen asleep? That game was so intense.
Went to bed.
So exciting.
No.
I went to bed at 1:30, I believe. Woke up at 3:30, and it was in the 87th minute.
You come from a different school, coach, because I fell asleep too. Second half, I think it was coming back from the second half. I was excited for the second half to start. I'm like, all right, come on, let's go defense. We're up 1-0. And then I just kind of slowly And then, Coach, I think Iran was about to score or something. They're like, oh, my God, I probably start yelling. I get up, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, what did I miss?
Oh, Iran shot a gun. That's what woke you up.
Yeah, and then Iran. Coach, but
Iran. You say it wrong. It's Iran.
Iran. I probably slept for about, I don't know, 15 minutes of the game because it's boring. It's boring for them to just pass back, pass back, pass back. But I'm telling you what, that ref, soccer is all about the ref.
Agreed. While you were saying boring, is it more interesting in person?
It's interesting on TV and it's interesting in person.
Person's badass.
Okay, I may need to do person. I'll talk to a shareholder.
Person is awesome.
Do you like the sun?
I went to the World Cup qualifying when the
U.S. in your eyes.
When U.S. played Canada here in Nashville, in the speed of those guys.
You went to the World Cup?
Qualifying.
Oh. You did speed?
No.
The match?
Hey.
I can't believe you guys thought it was boring. I mean,
You were all methed up?
You took meth and got methed up?
The last 15 minutes.
Guys, it's more exciting that way.
I was pacing back and forth the last 15 minutes.
You're all high as a kite.
I was sweating, methed
up. I mean, it was so stressful.
Did you take Molly, too?
With Iran pressing forward and having all these opportunities. And then, I mean, Haji Wright comes in, and he makes one of the dumbest decisions I've ever seen on a soccer field.
Real quick, Coach, who the f*** is Haji Wright?
He played up top. Tall
for U.S.
Yeah, he Got came. It. He was a sub. Well, how about the goal first of all? Let's talk about the amazing
Polanski,
Pulisic,
whatever.
Amazing goal. I mean, the cross.
We could have been up 2-0.
We could have been.
So because before that we had a goal that we. I mean, we again. I don't understand. It was like 3-on-1.
Hold on. No, we scored one. We scored the first one.
Okay. And then there was the offsides one.
Well, yes, but I'm going to tell you the first one. The cross by McKinney. Dest, boom, what a great header.
That's the head. The header.
Guys, I love good head.
A nice header.
The head just slips right in.
And right to the middle, and Pulisic just freaking throws his body, crushes it.
He went nuts first, Coach.
And he got crushed by the goalie.
What is your favorite kind of goal, when they do the foot or when they get head?
It all depends. It's there's a
is
good
it
head.
Fun to give head into the goal?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling anytime it hits the back.
Because they celebrate hard.
Yes, anytime it hits the back of the net is a good feeling.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. They go down to the knees, give it head.
Oh, yeah, they definitely fall down to the knees.
And so that goal was awesome. But you see Pulisic, and he is in major pain.
I think that they were using fancy words. Like, this is while it's happening. Now I know it's a different injury. But they're like, oh, you know, it could be this, it can be that. And I'm like, guys, he got hit in the fucking nuts.
They don't wear cups?
No, they don't. No, you can't run with cups, Coach.
I get it.
As soon as it happened, I'm like, he got a knee to the balls, and he's not getting up for 30 more minutes.
I mean, what face did he make? Was it?
No, that's the
when
the,
you get kicked.
That's the fake one.
His was, Coach.
This is like he wanted to die.
I mean, you could see in his eyes. He was just like he just laid there in the goal.
Well, you know
everybody's
what you
gotta
do?
Celebrating.
You got to have a buddy pick you up by the armpits and drop you down. That'll drop the nuts.
No, he couldn't.
It will. He did it in sports.
Really?
You have a guy hold you. If you're a kid out there, have your buddy hold you under the armpits.
This is if what you get kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, and drop you to your butt, and then it's gonna drop your nuts down.
But this wasn't, no, they came out.
Let's try
everybody's
it. Ray,
celebrating.
Come over here. Lunchbox, let's try it real quick.
The coaching staff is going crazy. I'm going crazy.
Polinsky's not.
No, he's
and
not.
And that's how you know he's really hurt.
Exactly. This is the biggest goal of his life. And he is just laying there face down in the grass.
Because otherwise we would have lost.
Well, we would have.
We would have gone home for sure.
We would have tied because we didn't score another goal.
And that would have been gone home.
Go ahead.
Question. The announcers.
Yeah.
They're saying he put it all on the line for his country. He did it all for the U.S. of A. You're a soccer player. Is Polinsky thinking of the country at that moment? Or
Pulisic.
Is he, whatever. Or is he trying to just score? Is he really thinking, I'm going to do this for my country, America?
Do you do this podcast for the Sore Losers Nation or for yourself?
It's Sore Losers Nation.
Amen.
But like a soldier goes to war for his country.
Careful with this analogy.
No, okay. It's the same thing.
Tread lightly.
When someone says you're doing something for your country.
Hey, Tom Brady, give it a bit.
It's exactly. Does Polinsky go out there Pulisic. On the pitch, whatever, and score that goal for the US of A. Is he thinking about us?
I think before the game, maybe he's thinking about us. He's thinking about the weight of the country, the pressure, making the fans happy, proud. And then once the game starts, I think he's playing the soccer game and he's not thinking about anything else but the game.
I will tell you this.
But when he's laying there, he's like, I hope America's proud.
Hey,
I hope America's proud.
I drove by you guys' bar, the Mumbrian, when you're going home.
Tailgate.
Day game. Yeah, in the parking lot. They had a big screen in the game on. Got goosebumps. That was pretty bad.
There were five people out there. I saw it.
Well, I mean, they were building. The game wasn't for another hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
But there were still people getting picked up.
Game one, though, I drove by an hour before and it was jam-packed. This last game, there were about five people there.
Like in Kansas City, there was a freaking, there's a hole. They
saw that.
It's called the Light District.
Freaking packed. Amazing.
Something.
It was
is that
awesome.
Like Church Street here?
So then the second goal, you're saying when we scored the second one, I didn't even celebrate.
Which was not offsides.
No, it was offsides.
He saw the offsides before anybody else.
You're right. I didn't even. Listen,
no.
Listen, my wife goes like, ah! And I was like, offsides. I didn't even get up. I knew it right when the play happened.
You're fun at parties. Oh, is it Alexi Lawless? Thanks, Lawless, for the 1994 footage.
Dude, Lawless looked like a badass.
I was
back
only
then.
Nine.
There he is. There's Lawless. There's Lawless. There's that. What the?
Look how slow the game
Lawless,
is.
Lawless, really? Did you? Was that?
Wow.
But what I'm saying is he was offsides. Then we had other.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
I've never played soccer, maybe when I was like 5 years old, but I know that wasn't offsides.
I mean,
So what is it? Like, you got to kick the ball.
Okay.
And as soon as the ball is kicked, you can pass the defender?
No, yes. The defender has to be behind you.
No. It's going to be hard to explain.
What the hell?
There has to be.
Try your best, coach.
Two defenders between you and the goal.
Here, use
if you don't have the ball. If the ball is not in front of you, there has to be two defenders between you and the goal.
Got it. But, so there was one guy he was behind, but the other guy he wasn't.
No, here's the thing. No. The goalie is one. So the goalie's always going to be in front of you.
Oh, so it's just one guy then.
So then it's one defender. But if the goalie, you know, comes out for some reason, it's still two
defenders.
Okay, then
screw the goalie. It's just one defender has to be at least a little behind you. I get it now.
Yes.
Until the ball
that
is touched.
That makes more sense.
Until the ball is touched.
But also, they should be able to cherry pick. They need to change that rule. I know they never will because they're even stricter than baseball. Change rules. It'd make a better game better.
Question number two.
Yes.
Polinsky's hurt.
Pulisic.
Whatever. And they're like, okay, he's not coming in because he's still hurt, but they don't want to do the sub. This is huge because the last podcast, I learned something new. You cannot, once you go out, you cannot come back in.
Right.
So they're, what a conundrum.
You take out your best player?
Polinsky's hurt, but this
Pulisic!
Game, whatever.
So why do you not try to hurt the best player?
Well, because you can get
you
a red card.
You get a red card. And then you play the whole
down
game
a man.
Down a man. But good strategy. But coach... But, Coach, interesting, you know, because the game went on without Polinsky. So we're down one man.
Well, I'm going to say it one last time. Pulisic.
Polinsic. So they play five minutes? I mean, it felt like two hours.
It feels like forever because you're like, get him back on the field. Get him back on the field. And then he goes back on the field.
He can't even run.
He couldn't move. And anytime there was going to be like a 50-50 ball where there's going to be contact, he wasn't going for it.
I mean, Coach, we could have run faster.
He was not going for it. He was trying to gut it out.
So he was off the field for 5 minutes.
Yes.
We played a man down.
Oh, yeah. You didn't notice? Oh, you were asleep.
Yeah. We played a man down
voluntarily
because he's that good and there's no guy on the bench that could replace
him. No, you could, but you
Polinsky can't come back.
If you take him out, it's over.
So we played a man down.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And, dude, and honestly, Lunchbox, thank you. I would have never realized how intense those five minutes were.
So he was just sitting in a lawn chair on the side of the field.
No.
He was on the ground by the goalie.
And they were playing the game.
Yes.
They just pushed him out of bounds. Dude, if you're going to cry, go cry over there while we keep playing.
They rolled him out of bounds. And then so he comes back in, and it's just he doesn't look good.
I mean, Ray, we can run faster than that.
I thought he was going to die. I mean, he was just, and he would try to get the ball, and then someone would come near him, and he was like, I am not.
He wasn't even, he's covering his nuts the whole time.
Yeah, he was just running with his arms down. He looked terrible.
You got to put a rookie in.
And you were just trying to get to halftime, to that way the doctors had more time with him, you could see, and then you make the decision if you're going to make the sub. If you make the sub, you know, like that, and then at halftime with the 15-minute halftime or whatever, and he has time to recover.
Rub him down.
You wasted a sub.
Yeah.
You wasted a sub by taking him off. So you have that tough decision to make. And boy, it was so intense. It was awesome.
But playing a man down in soccer, I feel, is a huge advantage.
Duh. Like, that's why when you see a red card, bet the opposite. They got a man advantage, got a power play.
But coach, they have a power play the whole game, and it's not going to be maybe right then that it's huge. It's 20, 30 minutes later into the game when they are just exhausted from running and running and constantly chasing. It wears the other team down.
I'm worn down from talking about soccer.
Okay, yeah, let's move on.
Move on. I don't. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Videos?
I got to go do a video.
Okay.
Told you.
Eddie, sorry about that. I had to rub one out.
I don't understand how you guys don't want to talk more USA.
Well, I'm fine. I mean, if you want to, but what else? What else do we have to talk about?
I mean, the exciting end of the game when they're just pounding our box and we're head. Walker Zimmerman goes up.
Pounding and whose
you
box?
You like guys pounding?
Up for the header. Walker Zimmerman wins the header. Up for the other header. Walker Zimmerman.
Why did Walker Zimmerman have to cover as goalie?
Well, there was the goalie came out.
Yeah, okay. Was a lot of coming out, a lot of boxes.
He came out.
Good for him.
The Iranian guy got a foot on it. It went through his legs, and it was headed for the back of the net, and Walker comes and clears that mother out of there.
Can Walker touch the ball when he's in the goalie?
Yeah, as long as he doesn't use his hands.
Oh, but can he use his hands in goal?
No.
No.
Only the goalie can touch it with his hands.
So what can they derobe? And switch clothes, and then he's the goalie?
That's a good question.
Yeah, if they say, hey, he's going to be our new goalie.
No. Like, say the ball's in the Iran side, and two guys are like, hey, real quick, let's change clothes. I'll be goalie. You come play defender. Okay, cool. They do that. You don't even know because the ball's on the other side of the pitch.
It's actually an amazing question.
It'll never happen. We do it in our co-ed league. Like, we do a goalie switch real quick.
During the game?
Yeah.
It's called role play, Eddie.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But
I put on a wig.
Oh, my God.
Handcuffed me to the bed.
Postman's here.
Oh, I'm arrested.
But I really almost lost it when we got the ball to Haji Wright, and he's going. I'm like, go to the corner.
So you're coaching from the couch.
I'm yelling this.
Armchair coach.
Uh-huh. And
you're like Yudman Klinsman.
And what does he do? He takes a shot with a minute to go. And it's like, what the are you doing?
Why don't you take a shot?
You don't need to score.
Why not? You seal the deal.
You waste time by just going in the corner and holding the ball and make them come over and foul you.
No. But really, if that goal went in, it's over. Take a nap. Let them score when you still win. It's over. It's the dagger in the heart.
It's the touchdown with a second left.
Exactly.
That you don't need.
Yeah, exactly. So you kneel on the 1 yard line.
It's
exactly.
The victory formation.
Exactly. Victory formation is go stand in the corner with the ball
and make them chase you.
All the way to the far corner of the field when they're exhausted, they're tired, some of them are cramping, but no, you kick it to the goalie so he can punt it down the field and they don't have to run. And I'm yelling, and then the announcer starts saying it, Stu Holden starts saying it, and my wife goes, they're just kids. And I was like, they've been playing the highest level of soccer since they were 16 years old.
No, one of them was 18, coach.
I'm a battered woman.
That means he's only been playing for 2 years?
They are amazing, and he made a stupid mistake.
I know,
but it didn't cost us in the end.
But how good is that 18-year-old?
Which one?
I don't know which one's 18.
I don't know any of them that are 18.
Yeah, they said they were. The announcers kept talking about he's the youngest player to ever play in the U.S.
Freddie
team.
Freddie Adu,
18 years old, still a virgin.
I didn't hear that.
His balls still haven't even dropped yet, Mark.
If you talk to him, he still has a high voice, Jim.
He doesn't sound like us. I know it was
Musa's birthday yesterday. He was turning 20 yesterday.
No, there was one that's 18 years old.
You'll have to Google and tell me who that is.
How old is Polinsky?
Polinsky is 23.
Okay.
Who else? I mean, you'll have to look it up and tell me.
I don't know, Coach. I'll keep filibuster.
I will filibuster, but it's great. We're moving on to Saturday morning. Do you guys want to come to the house and watch the game?
No, I got cartoons Saturday morning, Coach.
We got kids this weekend. We're doing a trial run being parents.
So. Oh, really?
Really?
We got the niece and nephew in town, so we do a bunch of finger painting. I don't know. Come on, play with me. I don't know what parents
Coach,
do.
Coach, just you and the kid, you, Bay, and the kids, or any other parents?
No, just us. Wow. We got them for the night. We do a sleepover. We make a fort. I'll have the football games going on. God willing.
It was an amazing game. It feels
great.
You don't
want to hear more about his babysitting?
No, I don't really care about that. USA, wow. USA, we got it done. We're moving on. Let's go.
His neighbors,
shut the fuck up. Shut up.
It's 2 p.m. Go to work. Hey, get a job.
Exactly. Because everyone's working, Coach.
Yes, and that's the thing. We didn't make the World Cup 4 years ago. We're the youngest team at this World Cup.
I told you, 18 years old.
We're the youngest team at this World Cup. So we are building for the future. The pressure to get in one of those games and win it is amazing for that young of a team, and they're just going to be able to build on that. We may not win this World Cup, but in 4 years, we should be damn freaking good. Let's go! Man, it feels good.
Heavy underdogs.
Now, Eddie, tell me what you were saying about the ref. You were like, the ref really liked the U.S.
Musa is 19.
He turned 20 yesterday.
Well, Coach, he was 19 yesterday before the
game.
You
said 18.
Well, I don't know, Coach. There was a lot going on. There were people yelling and stuff.
Okay.
My neighbors were yelling.
Happy birthday to Musa.
So what is your theory on the refs? You tried to tell me at the urinal and
all about the refs.
Donaghy.
The first game that we had, that ref was card happy. Every penalty was yellow card. Every penalty. Do you remember that?
Yes, he was.
It's like a guy at the club that's dick happy.
Right. And then this ref.
Put in your pants.
The other day, I mean, what was he? Like the funniest guy in the world? He's laughing. He's smiling the whole time. He's having a good time. There's a foul. They're arguing. He's like, stop. You're making me laugh with your craziness. Stop, stop. You get a yellow card. You're crazy. And then after the game, he shakes all the U.S. players' hands. Not the Iranian team.
They weren't shaking hands or singing.
No, the coach goes up to the refs like, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, in football, you don't see those refs. As soon as that game's over, they run away.
No, in the U.S., they ask for autographs.
They're gone.
That's a great point. No. They give phone numbers for golf lessons.
Guys, I'm telling you, it just depends on what ref you get.
The
and
ref,
that's the way
the refs
game's
stand
go.
Out there on the field, midfield, and any team can come shake their hands. If you want to come shake their hands, you go shake their hands.
No, I'm telling you, the ref in the last game was pro USA.
See, the guy that puts the microphone on the people, anytime a woman's in there, do they switch it to a woman that puts the microphone down their shirt, or can the guy go down the shirt?
You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah. I knew it'd lead to something. You were in TV.
When I was in TV, and I was the producer of
That's called teeing you up, hey, Coach.
I was the executive producer of this
Holy
production happening.
Hell, you're like scuba.
It was like an audition of some sort.
Got it.
And we were broadcasting it live, and I had three interns working for me. One kid.
Arnold?
Great kid. He was like Arnold. Great kid. A sweet, awesome, very polite, very helpful.
Here's your papers.
And I decided to, F with him a little bit.
Oh, boy.
And
that doesn't happen nowadays.
And so I said, dude, you're going to go put the mics on some of these contestants and just, under their shirt, whatever, and that. He's like, oh, you got it, boss. You got it. And he goes, and I see him over there kind of like asking people like, hey, do you mind if I just, put this under your shirt? Yeah, no problem. Yeah, cool. I'm going to run this under your shirt. Yeah, no problem. Then this girl with a dress comes up.
Because it has to go under, otherwise you see the mic.
Correct. Then this girl with a dress comes up. And I can see he's just like,
little black dress.
I got to go. I see him struggling with a decision. So he kind of looks at me and he's like, what do I do? And I motion, it's got to go under, dude. Got to go under.
Oh, man.
And so I watch him for 10 minutes
talking to the girl, being like, I have to go under. And the girl's like, under my dress? And he's like, that's just what they're telling me. Like, I gotta go under. And the girl's like, I don't want you going under the dress. And
I mean, this
like,
is before the Me Too movement.
Coach, and we're all laughing. He's like, let's see what he does. Let's see what he does. And finally he turns around and goes, I can't do it. Like, smart kid. Just give it to her. She can do it.
And so then she did it to herself.
And then so she was just like, okay, you want me to go? No problem. I'll do that. She went in the bathroom, put it on, whatever. But this kid was so stressed out.
So you were encouraging him.
No. I wanted to see what he was going to do.
That was life before the movement.
Coach, he wasn't going to be like, I got this, I'll do it.
America, we've come a long way.
He was like, I don't know what to do.
And in soccer, too, Ray.
And good. Then you guys fall over laughing.
Oh, we were all laughing. Look at this guy. It's hilarious.
I mean, as a first timer, you know what I mean? He's probably like, I don't want to get in trouble. And she's like, no, ma'am, I have to do it. And then he gets, charged with sexual harassment or whatever.
Right. No. We would have stopped it before then, Coach.
Oh, you would? Okay.
They were in cahoots with the
police. We would have been like, stop that.
The news and police are all in cahoots. Just give her the mic.
So you would have done the exact opposite of what they did with Deshaun Watson.
What did they do with Deshaun?
They gave him an NDA to hand to the masseuses when he showed up. The Texans did. But what's crazy.
Hell of a segue. Dude, he created for myself.
No. He's back. He starts this weekend.
Got him on my fantasy team.
His first game is against the Texans in Houston, and 10 of his victims will be in attendance.
Is that real?
Does that news story get out?
Is that real?
I mean, if that is real, it's the absolute...
No, but you're talking like it's real.
So well, is it out because the people bragged about it, or it just leaked?
No, because
who bragged about it?
Their lawyer, Busby, is the one that said, he thinks we're going to just fade away and be silent. No, we're going to remind him we're there every step of the way. So you paid for a suite to go to the game that he's at. So really, you spent $25,000 to go yell at him. He's not going to hear you. Like, it's
Are the announcers going to pan? Well, that's sweet over there.
That's the question.
What the? Those are the masseuses.
How many times are the announcers going to say something about it?
That's weird. That's weird.
They're going to have to massage around it because it's not an easy thing to broach.
Coach, can you use a different word?
I couldn't think of one.
I mean, really, I'm serious about that because they're going
to... Deshaun Watson's back after that spa.
How many times do they mention the massages?
You can't. If I'm an announcer...
Over, under 5.5.
So he's saying a lot. You're saying none.
If I'm an announcer, this is what I do. New quarterback out there, Deshaun Watson. Huh. Let's learn about this kid. Here we go. Under center. Back in the eye. Man wide open. Deshaun Watson. 10-5. Touchdown. Deshaun Watson. Act like nothing happened. You call the game like a consummate professional.
You know that's what they're going to do. Act like nothing happened.
They'll touch it. They'll touch it once.
No, they have to because he's returning from suspension. This is his
first
game.
That's all you have
game.
To say, though. You don't have to go into the whole
Will
story.
Will they mention the masseuses being in the building?
No. There's no.
Will the masseuses even be in the building?
According to the lawyer, they're going
to
be there.
According to Busby?
Yes.
I had a teacher in college named Miss Busby, and there was this redneck dude that sat in the back. Hey, Miss Busby. Every time he said Busby, I remember that guy.
If I'm a lawyer, my name's Busby. It's a good one.
Hey, Busby.
Or a label rep. But what are words the announcer has to avoid?
Massage.
Hot oil.
Sure.
Rub down.
Towel.
Towel. Swedish.
He really needs that defense needing
deep tissue.
Oh, what if I? That was a deep tissue injury. Oh, my God, I can't see that. Dang it. I told you not to lead me down that.
massage envy.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, he really escaped that one. Oh, the escape spa.
Is there one called escape spa?
My wife goes there.
I mean, it's just crazy. Like, I think it's so...
I don't know. I mean, Coach, I don't know how to think about that. It's just a weird world.
It's a weird world.
It was a happy ending for Deshaun and
No, can't do it. No.
Yeah, it's a happy ending for the return of Deshaun Watson as the Browns get the win.
They're gonna.
There's Polinski.
Look at him.
The Texans don't even play with a quarterback, do they?
Mills. Davis Mills.
No, he didn't play with some other guy. Kyle Allen.
Who?
Kyle Allen, I think is his name.
Never heard of him.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He was the backup, and he went in and sucked last week. They were down 30-0 before the Dolphins pulled all the starters.
Damn.
They pulled out.
And then all of a sudden they started giving up touchdowns. You're like, oh, no, they're not going to
cover.
Look
at that. There's your Power and Light district.
No, that's a tailgate brewery.
That's where you guys were?
That's where Lunchbox was.
I mean, that is awesome.
Did you go back to tailgate or did you go back to the house?
No, we went back to the house.
So the tailgate thing was only game one?
We were going to go yesterday, but the wife had something to do, and so I wasn't going to go.
No job interview?
No job interview. She just decided that she was going to clean the house. And she would like to clean while the game was on. So I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to go by myself. So I watched it at the house.
I'll clean out here in the living room. Move a pillow.
Well, she was folding laundry and stuff as the game was going on.
Did you help her?
Nope. Okay. I was too much focused on the game that I didn't have time to look at anything, grab anything. I wasn't helping fold. Mm-hmm. I was doing that only. And I was going, USA, USA, USA!
Kids are going to remember that one, man. You know? People have their childhood memories. Their kids are going to remember dad yelling.
No,
USA.
The kids are going to remember how I took them to the Preds game last night. Okay.
What, the drunk on a school night?
Yes.
And Coach, that game ended late.
Did you start drinking again?
We decided.
Hey, are you good?
I am good.
You went and saw them against who? Anaheim?
Avalanche.
No, they were playing the Anaheim Duck.
Oh, it was Anaheim.
Coach, yes.
That was a late game.
Well, it started at 7.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
And didn't the venue flood?
It did. But they
flooded with ice?
No, water. On Friday, they had a water main break. And it flooded everything in the arena.
They
had to cancel like two games.
Hey, really? Did you hear Kitty McKitty, the local guy? He goes, hey, they're going to need you guys' podcast studio because they don't have equipment or something to use at the Bridgestone. So they need a space to record stuff. And I'm like, not our podcast room.
No,
they don't.
We got
to
do our podcast.
He's like,
first.
But we're family. We got to reach out. And I'm like, that's Sore Losers Nation podcast room.
SLN comes first.
Oh, and Clay and Buck.
So we went to the game, right? And I guess there's some.
Did you get tickets from Battle?
Yep. No. And so we go,
mine
and they
on
have
top
this
of the stadium.
Daryl Waltrip.
What song do you want to hear?
They have him do a hype video for the crowd.
Who? Daryl Waltrip?
Yes.
The NASCAR dude?
Yes. Here's the problem. Daryl Waltrip might be 95 years old.
He's like 80.
Guys, we need to get TikTokers in those videos.
And it's like.
Remind me to ask you a question about Jenny Taft.
You know what I love about hockey?
Jenny Taft?
The speed. The precision. I love the intensity. And it's like, dude, spit it out. Like, it is supposed to get us hyped, not put us to sleep. He was so old. The video was so bad. I was like, I now that I realize there's a NASCAR event in town, I thought they played that before every single game.
Well, no wonder we come out flat.
I was like, no wonder there's no one in these damn stands, because it was the stupidest thing. It was so bad.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. We're Smashville when we're winning. When we're not, you want to go? You want these tickets?
Still plenty of good seats available. Plenty of good seats available. It was empty in that place, but it was just like that hype video was so freaking terrible.
That's weird, because he's usually really upbeat when he does NASCAR. He's the guy that's like, hey, coming down the ramp, run four. That's crazy. He's passing him down. Oh, my gosh. Denny Hamlin is the way. And that's how he normally talks.
Oh.
That's the voice.
He's the one that still calls it?
Darryl Waltrip. Yeah. I don't know if he still does. He might have just retired.
Because, man, I was just like, this, you got to get someone younger with more energy to do this. Or he just doesn't watch hockey, and he's trying to fake his excitement. But his voice never changed.
Maybe he has like something, like maybe he's sick.
Maybe what you have. Yeah.
No, I'm pretty good now.
He has RSV like you.
I do think I had RSV. I think that's what that was inside of me.
No, Justin said you had hematosis. It was bronchitis.
That's right.
That's right. But
bleeding,
let me tell you.
Bronchial
tube. Justin?
The game was so much fun. The kids loved it, and they were asking me a million questions. Dada.
Why is this sport better than soccer?
No. They didn't say that. But my four-year-old did look at me and go, Dada, I got to tell you something. And I leaned down, and he's like, Dada, one day I'm going to play for Nashville Soccer or Nashville Hockey. Go Preds!
And So I told him, son, not everyone's good enough to play.
Nope. I said, man.
Where the money
is. I said, you got to start practicing. And he was like, go Predators!
Did they practice?
No, but they did. They wanted to know why the goalie had a stick, why he had a pad on his arm, why he had a glove. They asked a million. Dada.
A good dad would have went home, got out the hose, sprayed down the basketball court, and son would have started playing that night.
Yep.
Well, I didn't do that. I told him to practice on the cement.
Except it was like 50 degrees last night.
It wouldn't have froze. It would have just been a lot of rain that we did get.
Well,
and
son, there's going to be a problem with you playing for the Preds. We can't make ice in Nashville.
We're going to have to wait till it gets colder.
Son, I'm going to send you to Winnipeg. Meet your new parents, eh?
Hey. But yes, it was a lot of fun.
Baby box, eh?
They loved it, dude. They loved it. I let them go down and touch the glass and bang on the glass during intermission, because Everybody's out of their seats.
Did you show them how to sneak a catfish in there?
No, we didn't do that. We did not do that.
Oh, whoa, that's not the catfish. That's my piranha in my pants.
Let go of the eel.
So it was a lot of fun. They really enjoyed it. It was a good environment. It was great that it was empty, because they could sit there and wait. They got these little flags when they walked in. And what's crazy is, the night before, I was at Walgreens, right?
Here we go.
Julio! No, Julio!
Another clip. When he got traded, I got rid of it.
You did not get rid of that clip.
Why would you get rid of it?
Tell your story.
So,
shut up.
I got it!
So if...
The Julio, welcome to Titans Up, baby. Tighten up. Welcome to Nashville, baby. How you doing? Can I snap a selfie real quick?
So if the Tinder Swindler gets traded, you're getting rid of those clips?
It's there.
Yeah, okay. If he goes back to prison, you're getting rid of the Tinder Swindler.
He's been out of the news for about 2 years
now. Yeah, he's done. Over.
But he may be at the convention.
Who'd you see at Walgreens?
So I'm sitting there. I'm waiting.
Zimmerman.
Zimmerman's in Qatar.
Oh.
Cutter. And I go up there and like, oh, your medicine's not ready yet. You know, just have a seat. We'll get
what you need, Viagra?
No, don't need Viagra. Trust me. Your wife knows. And
Eddie, it was opioids, if you mind asking.
What the crap?
Yeah. So.
They're downers.
I'm sitting there, and I turn around, and I look, and man, I was like, that looks like one of the Preds.
There's no way you would recognize any of the Preds.
Yeah. It was one of the Preds we were going to interview when we went to the NHL day.
Josie?
No, not Yossi. And I was like, man.
Who were you going to interview?
I don't know. And I was like, I don't know his name.
The Jack Daniels tent?
Johansson.
Yeah, the Jack Daniels tent. I was like.
Johansson.
No, it wasn't Johansson. And I was like, I just don't.
Oh, Ellis.
No, it
wasn't. Subban.
No, he doesn't play for them.
He doesn't even play.
And was it Pekka?
No, he doesn't play either.
Hey, Pecker. I'm Pekka.
Here we are with Pekka. And I was sitting there and I was like, man, do I make it obvious? Do I look up the Preds roster and look at their picture so I know who it is?
They know that.
He actually has his volume on?
Yeah.
This is the Preds home website.
Oh, God. How do I mute this?
And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I just don't know which one it is. So I can't say anything. He's got his little kid with him, got a little son with him. And they're sitting there and then they go up and she's like, oh, what's your name? And he goes, Gremlin.
Why would she ask for his name?
Because he has to get his prescription.
Oh, yeah.
When they said his address, too, did you write it
and
down?
He goes, Mikhail Gremlin? I'm like, oh, that's who that is. And I'm like, all right. And then she's like, address? And
you
he said
it down?
He says, 501 Broadway. And I'm like, oh, my God. I know where freaking he lives now.
That's the arena?
I made that
and then
one up, Eddie.
I looked it up. That's the arena. So he uses the arena as his home address when he's picking up prescriptions.
Because when I get Bezer's drugs, you have to use make you say the address out
right.
loud.
Exactly.
It's so weird.
To make
like,
sure you say
I like
it out loud.
Look over my back every time. I'm like, ugh.
But it was so funny.
700 Cock Avenue.
That he uses
Bell Mead.
It was pretty funny that he
Governor's Club.
So I had him run in with a Preds player. I don't know where he's from. He was speaking another language to his kid. I don't know what he was saying to him, but he was speaking.
What's his name? Johansson Gremlin?
No, Mikhail Gremlin. Mikhail, I'm probably Mikell.
Was he with a little snow buddy?
Yeah, he was with his little son.
Michael Gremlin?
Mikhail, yeah.
Little guy. Mike Gremlin.
No,
but all those hockey players, they always got a Swede with them. One of those one of those girls from the Hot Cocoa commercials.
Kel Gremlin. Let me see where he's from.
Guys, feel the silence.
No, it's great,
something.
Man. I know, I love the silence.
Ray,
but
play
it,
that Jeopardy.
It was pretty cool. He is from Finland.
Oh, so he was speaking Finnish.
Yeah, whatever he was speaking, I didn't understand it, and I was like, But he was a short dude. I was surprised how small he was.
We saw him. I'm telling you, the dude was shorter than me. I don't know if it's the same guy,
There's
but one
no
of them
way
was.
He's shorter than you.
Yes, he was.
He's shorter than Ray?
Their skates give him six.
Coach, he's shorter than Ray.
No.
No.
It says he's 5'10". I would say he's probably about 5'8".
Really?
Yeah.
Did you talk to him?
No, I didn't talk to him.
Oh, you just decided to let him be?
I decided to leave him alone because he had the kid with
Man,
him.
You could have gotten clips from Walgreens. Another one.
How's it going? Hey. How you doing, you little pucker? I mean, hit the puck.
The Mikhail Gremlin.
Gremlin.
Hey, pred up, baby.
Yeah, hey, pred. Fang fingers.
Fang fingers, baby. Welcome to America.
I didn't want to make it really awkward, but it was pretty cool. It was a good little run in, and then I went and saw him play the next night, and he started, and I was like, wonder if he took his medication before the game.
What was with the random Tuesday night game?
I don't know. We were just
You got free tickets.
Yeah, I got free tickets.
I got the itch, Ray. You know.
Well,
midlife
no, no, no.
itch.
My
Who
son,
gave you tickets?
My son, Wendy.
Okay.
Wendy hooked it up. And
did you ask Wendy for tickets, or did he say, hey, lunch, do you want tickets?
I asked him for tickets.
So you wanted to go to a random Tuesday
Press game? No. I asked. So when we were in Vegas for the iHeart Festival.
A couple drinks in.
He's like,
you're
dude.
Shooting the
And he's like, dude, how come you never brought the boys to a hockey game? I was like, oh, my four-year-old's been, but my two-year-old. And he's like, dude, let me know. You know, I'd love to, you know, get you tickets. And I was like, okay, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
What?
The camera guy literally just zoomed in on two girls that just got done with yoga and said, World Cup, Qatar.
I mean, he's just hanging outside the gym getting shots of hotties.
Hey. There was not anybody else in that camera picture except for two chicks that just got done at Quantum Fitness.
Poland, Argentina, who wins?
Oh, man, Argentina's going to win.
They have to win.
They have to
Eddie,
win.
Eddie, how'd that bet turn out the other day? Not the USA one, the one you made during the podcast?
Coach, I don't win crap.
You lost not only 1-0, not only tie, you lost 2-0.
Yes, stupid,
yes,
man.
Anyway.
I'm going to bet on this one, though.
So then Wayne D, I was like, oh, you know, give me some days you could go, and I just, you know, sent a bunch of dates. That I could, you know, that I would be available to
I
go
bet
to
he
the
loves
game,
that.
And he goes, okay, cool. And then he had tickets for it.
Did
so.
You introduce the kids to Uncle Battle?
No, I didn't see Battle there. But
I got flooded.
Wayne D did hook up the boys with practice pucks.
Wow!
What up?
Well,
what up?
What the puck are these? Thank you, man. How's it going?
They and,
dad humor.
And,
puck off. Thank you for this.
Hey,
I
appreciate
puck,
that.
Yeah,
they're like, this is fucking great.
Dad Huber, this
wow,
is fucking cool.
Wow.
They, this is the fucking coolest thing that's
hey,
ever happened
hey,
to
wifey,
me.
Hey, wifey, I want to puck you.
Look what I brought.
Hey, nice pucks.
Hey,
you want a puck?
I don't give two pucks.
It was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
That's great, Coach. Good for you.
Yeah, and then they slept with the pucks last night.
Wow.
Kept them in their bed. And this morning, my wife said, first thing they said is, Mom, I can't find my puck. It was under their pillow.
Wow, the puck fairy.
Yeah. No, I guess, slept with him and it rolled under the pillow.
No,
and, yeah.
Dad stole it last night. Was dicking around in the living room.
So if Argentina ties, they're out?
Ooh.
You're telling me Messi's about to be out?
Let's see. They would have 4 points. Oh, man. If Saudi Arabia loses.
Oh, look at Messi, dude. He looks
then they
like
would still be in. But then Saudi Arabia could tie. Then Saudi Arabia would have 4 points.
Let's just see first half.
Argentina would have 4 points. It would go down to goal differential. I don't know.
Ooh, first half tie. That could be the bet.
Hey, you guys know all these. This is probably very boring inside baseball. All these angles we're getting from is a flying camera. You guys know that, right?
Yeah, it's on
one
strings.
One of the NFL games, the flying camera went down. Literally just had the only camera they have is the worst angle you've ever seen.
Yeah.
You're like, so every NFL game.
Yeah, it was during a Jets game.
Dude, the Fox. My boy, Scott Hansen, was like, this is terrible, guys. This camera angle, I'm so sorry about this. It just sits there almost like a high school football game.
But just think.
We don't have any other cameras?
Think, that's how we watched sports for so long and didn't complain once about it.
But I'm saying that's what this is, flying right here. Yeah. This is flying in there, droning. What the coach is telling him how to stretch.
Wow.
I think I know, coach. It's the World Cup.
Argentina's got a lot of work to do.
Why?
I just said that they advance with a win or draw in a Mexico-Saudi Arabia draw.
Oh, no, they're not going to draw. Mexico will win that game.
But if Mexico wins, then Argentina would go through. Oh, because Mexico is 0-2. Mm. I don't know. I got to look at the stand. I don't know exactly what it is. But yes. But you know who's about to be done?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Did you see what he said?
No,
what
did he say?
He withdrew from the Hero Challenge.
What's the Hero Challenge?
I don't.
He's always a hero.
And he said, this leg just doesn't have much left. It's hard for me to walk.
It's okay, boys. I've been watching videos of Charlie. Charlie is killing it.
He is. Which leg was Tiger talking about? The third leg?
There's not much left in this leg.
No.
There's after plenty, Perkins, boys.
There's plenty left. It was after the tree, the other tree. Man.
We knew that. I mean, he was using the driver as a crutch.
I mean, he was using the driver as a crutch as he walked up the hill.
I had to do it, too, when I hurt myself at the Muni.
So does that mean he plays the Masters one more time?
No.
And says, I'm done? Like, is the Masters where he – because that's his favorite, I think. And he goes and he walks up that 18th green, crosses the bridge, waves to everybody.
Amen corner.
And says, this is it. This is my last tournament.
I don't know, cause I don't give a fuck, really.
I mean, and they were saying,
"Shut up, you do care."
No, I
because
no,
Tiger
no,
is
no,
the most important thing to golf.
No, he's done.
Well, and
he's been done.
You're trying to make this picture perfect ending. They did the same thing in England.
Thank you.
This is probably Tiger Woods' last time here. Watch as he goes over the bridge. He'll probably wave goodbye. He went over the bridge and like grabbed his ass and picked a wedgie and kept walking.
Yeah,
like he's not done.
You guys love everybody, these fairy tale
I
stories.
Mean, he's probably going to try to do it for another 6 months. Get shot up a bunch. Take some opioids. Play one tournament.
He's going to suck.
I mean,
he's not going to score great.
It's not just perfect ending. Case in point, Tom Brady.
Yes,
it ends ugly.
Guys,
it ends like a train wreck.
I hate to tell you this. Your body will not keep up. I'm sorry. It just happens that way. Tom Brady, your body's not going
to
keep up.
More likely, me to get a hole-in-one at our Muni or Tiger Woods to win another golf tournament.
You hole-in-one.
Tiger Woods to win a golf tournament.
No, wait, chance. Can I do it at one of the par threes?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you're not going to get a hole-in-one on par four.
Yeah,
so.
I could. You can. There's anyone one. Can.
There's, I believe, 11.
Ray cannot.
11, 12.
Good drive. Off a tree. Cart path. Bounce on a sprinkler head. Could happen.
Damn, I forgot about the sprinkler head.
Pin all the way up.
Pin
could
all
happen.
That could happen.
Hey, and what's your 100?
Winter green where it's in the middle of the fairway.
Winter green.
What's your bet, $100 bet at Topgolf that you can beat somebody?
Then no one can beat Eddie.
No one can beat me.
But I bet I can outdrive you.
That's not beating him.
Oh, okay.
But where am I going to win here?
You're
so
not.
I will pay someone $100 if they beat me.
Yeah.
But how am I going to win?
I don't know.
Everyone that tries has to pay me $100?
No. It's just it's a pride thing.
No, it's not a pride thing. No, I got to get paid somehow. There needs to be a reward for
me. We can figure that out.
Okay.
We can humiliate them in public. Like, I don't know. Okay. You know what I mean?
We can make them get naked and show us their ding-dong.
We'll think about it.
I'll figure it out. But if anybody signs up for the Topgolf experience at the Sore Losers Convention, and they think they can beat Eddie. If they beat Eddie, $100 is theirs.
$100.
I got to say, props to us, your wife, that we actually pulled it off. I kind of thought this year wasn't going to come together.
Whoa, hasn't happened yet.
Oh.
Yeah,
do you have your return flight yet?
Carriage before the... Apparently, my wife hooked it up months ago and just did it on Monday and said, if, for instance... This is us being responsible and you being irresponsible.
Don't.
And so she said...
Oh, she already booked it for you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So she said Monday...
I told my wife, she was like, how come Ray hadn't booked? I told him to book his return flight.
She had safety flights booked for Monday, 8 a.m. or something. She goes, maybe, for instance, we can fly out Sunday and we'll cancel those, but she's got Monday.
That's
flight.
The responsible one.
Yes. There you go. Right. But, yes.
You were irresponsible last year.
Ray, we were worried.
Topgolf.
Yeah, I left on, like, Saturday last.
Saturday morning.
Yeah, swordlosers.com. Hey, tickets still available. We'd love to have you join us in Vegas. It's going to be an amazing time. Now,
my buddy Nick is coming, and Karen, they were at the wedding.
Justin,
not. I don't know if he's coming or not.
Why would he not fly cross country?
He just started at Mount Sinai. They're gonna fire his ass if he goes and parties in Vegas for a weekend.
You tell them this. I had a thing.
Yeah, you already had a commitment.
Justin. Oh, and can you imagine, dude? Say. Justin doesn't tell him he's coming.
Oh, my God.
And Lunchbox
the reunion at the airport?
And Ray's just hanging out.
We're doing the live podcast. And, I mean, we're talking, I think this team's going to win. Justin's here.
Justin's here.
Oh, my goodness. Justin.
And he's already got a 10-team parlay ticket that'll probably bust.
Hey, he's got his bag roll. He's rolling his bag down the casino.
I mean, Ray throws his headphones off and goes,
Justin!
Oh! Everybody wants Justin there.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Justin Ruiz, she needs to be there,
No,
too.
She doesn't need to be there. She does not need to be there.
Multiple scorgasms.
For her safety, she needs to stay home.
That girl, gosh, she's so annoying.
Since I'm out on fantasy as a sign to my team.
I thought you were in.
No. I said it was a 5% chance, and I lost, so it's donezo.
Coach, you said you were in the worst division ever where people weren't even putting
players
in.
That's when I was 3-0, now I'm 6-6. Anyways, I'm out. So as a salute to the league and a big F you to WooBox,
whoa,
I'm benching my whole team.
No, you're not. You can't do that.
Ray,
oh, my God.
Let's go, Ray.
That is the stupidest thing.
Let's go.
And the only person I'm going to start, Mr. Massage himself.
Deshaun that is so stupid. You can't do that.
What if Deshaun wins the whole thing for him?
He can't. I'm going to check Ray's schedule. I mean, if you're playing.
As the commish, can you fill up his lineup for him?
I'm not playing important people. Ours is already decided. The top two people are going to the playoffs.
Let me see. Let me check. And make
I just want to put up 0 points. That's a final middle finger to WooBox.
No, it is not.
Yeah, man.
Ray, it is not decided in your division.
It is. The top two people are already going to win it.
No, because they're 9-3, 9-3. Two teams are 8-4. So they're one game out.
Ooh, my math was wrong.
Good God. Let me see.
I'm donezo, though.
But it doesn't matter. You still have to play the game.
Let me see. Can I bench all my players?
No.
Let's see. 9-3, 9-3.
Runceless of deck picks. And who else do you play, Ray? Oh my God! Do not, Ray.
No, man. That third, that second place spot is there's three people behind them.
Or do I allow the Sore Losers Nation to pick the worst player on their favorite NFL team, and I draft
no
every worst player and plug him in?
Okay, you know why? Because the last week of the season, you play tickets for South Beach. He's in third place.
Okay.
He could make the playoffs.
All
his,
right.
His name's Tickets for South Beach?
Yes.
That's great.
I mean, that would be... Oh, and unsolicited Dak picks. He's in fourth place, and you play him this week. Good God.
All right, I won't, Ben.
Thank you very much.
The guy that's in first place in my division has Russell Wilson as a quarterback and Aaron Rodgers.
How is he winning?
I have no idea.
Jalen Hurts was an amazing pick this year.
Let's see who you got. Josh Jacobs. Aaron Jones.
That's it, though, dude. This is
crazy. A.J. Brown.
All right.
Yeah, all right. One last thing. We got a letters from the losers.
Ray, dearly beloved, will you please pray for us?
Coachers, my husband is a high school football coach. He coaches in Harker Heights, Texas, varsity. He's the QB coach. We are in the 6A Division II playoffs. We are in the Elite Eight. Can we get a shout out? Let's go, Harker Heights Knights and Coach Snyder. Today is 11/28/2022. Maybe long. Sorry.
That's a good way to end the pod.
Very
memorable. I'm sure he's playing this for the whole team.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it.
Maybe Lunch will
see you on Vegas.
Hold on. Maybe Lunch will read this by the new year or spring break. Thanks for all the bleeping laughs. Put a dollar on Heights. Let's go, Knights.
Bovada, I put a dollar on it.
Can you put a dollar on Heights?
Good luck, Harker Heights Knights and Coach Snyder. That's from Coach's wife. Thank you. That's all I wanted.
Hey, if it's on BetMGM, I'm betting it.
Oh, boy. That's all I got.
High school football.
All right. Happy Wednesday. Tomorrow night, Bills game. Bills Patriots. It's a good Thursday nighter. We got some good football this weekend.
Go ahead.
Eagles, freaking Titans, Niners, Dolphins, Chiefs, Bengals. Let's go. That's some good stuff.
All right, we'll talk about that on Friday.
And yeah. You got the CFP. I love the number 1 through 4. I would not want it to be 12 teams, Ray.
No, I think here it is.
They nailed it. They did a good job.
Well,
good
job. Here's if TCU
Vols just need everybody to lose.
If TCU loses, I think TCU is still in. I think the top three are automatically in.
Yeah.
And then if USC loses, then I don't know who you're going
to play. USC's going to lose to Utah. Cameron Redding.
No, they won't.
Who?
Cameron Redding.
That's not his name.
Something like that.
Cam Rising.
Rising. He's badass. Is he a Mexican dude?
I have no idea.
He looks like my cousins.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
what
I don't
are
know.
The odds? Coach, they just showed the commercial on TV.
That's why he brought it up.
Dude, I need to be a TV guy. I knew it was time to talk
you
about that
game.
You are
a TV guy.
You are. All right.
I'm telling you, watch this camera guy. He's going to do another shot right outside the gym.
All right, I'm going home to watch the game.
The girl was bending over, and he zoomed in.
And she was smoking.
Yeah, vaping.
I thought you were saying she was smoking hot.
No, she was vaping.
Oh, okay. All right, have a good Wednesday,
goodbye,
guys.
Goodbye, everyone. Ray?
Oh, Ray, that guy's hot. Actually.
Ray, see you, man.
All right, dude.
All right.
Guys, I love the World Cup.
I do, too. I love when they zoom into the guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.